Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, we are here. I am so excited to hang out with you guys. This is our first Facebook Live with real, actual live customers, clients, owners of cleaning companies, humans, Alaskans, whatever you want to call them, also known as Kim Miller Johnson, and her hubby Jason. These guys are super fantastic. And actually Caitlin and Alonzo were supposed to be first. But they had technical difficulties. So Kim and Jason just absolutely snuck in and stole their thunder. Well played, the both of you. So anyway, they own a company that is, I won't even bust chops about the revenue. You guys, it's an inside joke. You can email them directly about, but anyway, Kim, Jason, say hey to, Cleaning Nation, give us a little intro who you are, and then we'll dive into your very exciting story.
Well, obviously, I'm Jason. This is Kim.
Not obviously. We could go either way. I was 60-40.
As Mike said, we live in Wasilla, Alaska. We've had our cleaning business, Premier Janitorial Services, for, golly, almost 7 years. We started back in early 2012. So, yeah, we're coming up on 7 years been in business.
All right, now we've had the good-looking one speak. We'll have the smart one speak. Kim, what's – or is it the opposite? I forget. Anything to add to that, young lady?
He's the brains, and I just like to stay behind the scenes. So he mainly works everything, and I just do the extra.
Well, if you like to stay behind the scenes, this part is not going to be much fun for you in front of that. You're literally in front of the camera, i.e. the scene. And don't be fooled. So you see my boring Grow My Cleaning Company background, and they've got the super fun beach background there in Alaska, and told me it was 10. I'm in Phoenix, and it's, I think, 60, maybe 62. I like the whole, and we're actually going to hang out. If you're listening to this live, our last live event open to the public is happening. We're recording this or broadcasting on Thursday, and they're coming into town Saturday, and we start hanging out Sunday, kind of get everyone in the mansion, and then Monday. So it's, I don't know. We got energy. You guys come and hung out with me in Dallas. So it's going to be a fun reunion. All right. Enough of the boring stuff. Let's talk about you guys. And actually, some of these questions, my favorite parts are the ones I don't know the answer to. Oh, first of all, Bradley, hello. Denise Considine, Christopher? You have too many names. Denise Considine, Christopher, but hello, nevertheless. All right, so some of these I don't know. Like, before we worked together, what wasn't working? I mean, we've been working together for a while, so I kind of know you as you, and I can't remember as you prior to us meeting. So what was not working? What was going wrong? What made you reach out? Give us the before.
So, like I said, we started 7 years ago. The business just slowly grew. You know, started off, I was cleaning. Kim was working full-time. I was going to school full-time. The business grew. You know, you have one team member. We call them team members. But, you know, one. Then you have two, three. Before we knew it, we had 30-some people. And we're like, man, we've got to build a structure behind this. Trying to get systems organized. Hiring was becoming a nightmare. That's, I'm sure we'll go into that a little more, but that's probably right now the one thing that I can say has saved me tons of time. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the process that you teach for the hiring for employees has saved us the most time. But yeah, just doing that, just being systematized. We're still a work in progress as far as following your system. We're still working on some of our website, our landing page for the lead magnet. Some of that stuff is what we're hoping to do this week with you to really get that ramped up. So I would say just the overall having a business structure in place behind the business as opposed to just having a business. We're really working on trying to get out of the business instead of in it. And that's kind of where we needed to reach out to you because we had no idea really how to do that and what that was going to look like.
Which is crazy because you guys have done pretty well on your own. You say 9 years or 7 years? I've already forgotten. It's been 12 seconds.
7 years, yeah.
7 years, okay. So you guys, and how many employees did you have when we first started hanging out?
30, lower 30s, 32, 33.
Hey, you're in the cleaning business, baby. We don't expect you to ever have an exact amount. Like, that's by the minute. We have to timestamp it. If it's 33, that's like at this time right now. It'll change tomorrow. Hopefully upwards. So yeah, 7 years, 33 employees. That's a pretty good start. So it's not like you guys had no systems or were totally lost. Certain things were working for sure, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes, they were. Yeah.
Okay. So give us what was... You know, there's people out there like, I wouldn't mind going from zero to 33 employees in 7 years. Give us the biggest thing you did right that you want to share with Cleaning Nation. And then the biggest thing you did wrong, you're like, oh my gosh, if we could go fix that, we would do, you know, what would that be?
Wow. So I think the biggest thing we did right is we tried to run the business on who we are and what our beliefs are. I mean, that was kind of our, you know, you taught us that we run our business on the core values. Well, that's front and center now versus before we kind of were doing that in a way, just it wasn't known, you know, that we weren't getting that out there, which is one of the things we wanted to do. Running the business on core values, which is the very first basis of what you teach. It lets people know who you are and what you're about. And that's the kind of not only employees, but clients you want to attract. And we're still working on the client attraction piece, but that would be the thing that we were doing right, but yet now it's going to be even more prevalent now that we're working with you. Doing wrong was hiring. We made a lot of poor hiring decisions based on need. You know, when you're all of a sudden you get three or four new accounts and we weren't overstaffed and you're chasing people and you're cleaning and you want people, and even though they may not have been the best fit, you brought them in anyway.
Warm body syndrome.
People go, yeah. So that really, we messed up bad there. That would probably be the thing that I'd say we did the worst.
Yeah, and I would definitely agree, at least with the first part of how you guys run your companies with core values. And as much fun as it is to kind of fix big gaping holes that are a mess, it's a lot of fun when you got folks like you that are kind of doing the right things. You just didn't know what it was called or why you were doing it. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys had most of the pieces right, just not all together. And to be able to, and you're already running it based on values, and just be able to help you, you know, kind of communicate that and then take it to the next level and take away some of the frustration. That is super fun. So I've actually really enjoyed kind of watching what you guys were already doing well and then kind of putting wind beneath your sails, as opposed to, you know, trying to find something totally broken and building it from scratch. So I would agree. You guys, from my humble perspective, getting to work with lots and lots of owners, cleaning companies, do a great job with culture. And I think we're probably already attracting a pretty good team. And all we did was kind of put some bumper wheels up. But I think you guys are doing a cool job with that prior. And I'm glad to see you guys kind of flex your muscles with that now. And on the hiring side, yeah, how many are you guys still at? 33? Have you grown?
No, we have about 40 now.
Oh my gosh. See, I should know these things. Now I feel like a big jerk. All right. And who's, do you guys, Kevin Doran says, Kim and Jason are both very hard workers. How does Kevin Doran know? Why should we trust him? Oh, what happened? They know Kevin.
Yeah, we do know Kevin. Yeah. Good guy.
All right, can we take his word? Is that correct? Are you guys very hard workers?
We try to be.
Yeah, that's a good husband. He looks his wife. I don't know, baby. Kim was giving him a thumbs up.
She is.
All right. So some people, and I don't know if this was you or not, but some people kind of have the last straw or the one thing where you're like, I can't live like this anymore. That freaking thing, item, person, event was it. I had to do something different. Was that for you, or did you just kind of wander into our universe haphazardly?
I would say wander. We were searching. We knew we needed some kind of a systems and structure, and we just kind of had been looking. And so through us looking, yeah, we stumbled on, you know, however we got into your funnel. I use the word, I don't know, that might be a word we don't talk about, but somehow we got into your funnel and saw it. And then after talking to you for that hour, you know, we knew with the values that you had and what we had that you could help us get where we want to go.
So what was that search and discovery process look like, right? I'm guessing you may have tried other things, looked other places. It's always hard sometimes to know where to go. And I'm sure there's some people listening right now that are like, I want help, but I don't know where the heck to go. And it's scary. It's kind of vulnerable. And it's one of my least favorite. I like when I find what I'm looking for and not the part prior to that. So what else did you try? What was that process like for you? Was it easy? Was it long?
It was, I think, kind of long. You know, we joined mastermind groups. There's other groups out there that we kind of joined into. We worked with another, I guess, business coach, another Mike. He helped us do some things, and we still work with him. He does some things for us. So as far as systematizing and automating some of our systems. And we may still do some work with him. So just different things. I mean, you know, there was no one perfect thing. Like when we first started our business, I bought a book from a guy that was, you know, how to start a cleaning company. It was a $100 book. I mean, that's literally what we started our business on. It's a $100 manual and some forms that this guy wrote, and a lot of research. So, I mean, and that was early on, but yeah, so just lots of things.
And I want to encourage folks out there listening, because I think, you know, again, having dealt with just, I mean, I think I coached one-on-one 70, 75 owners of cleaning companies just last month, and, you know, hundreds over last months. And I found a theme of folks that are coachable. The guys and gals that are most successful are the ones that are the most coachable. And then the people that need the most coaching are the least coachable or interested in coaching. So it's not surprising to me at all when you said we started with a $100 book. And, you know, for most folks, books are $20. $100 is crazy for a book. But I love that you guys got, and again, I don't know this book. I'm not pimping it, or could be good, could be bad, don't care. I'm more into your attitude of, we need help and we could bump around in the dark, which is painful and expensive and takes a long time, or we could reach out to people that have done this and try and at least get a head start. So I and that's so common on the guys and gals that are successful. That's always there. Like, why don't I just pay this guy for his time and his experience as opposed to trying to figure it out on my own? Whereas the guy, and it's funny, those guys are usually smarter and probably better able to figure it out on their own. The people that have no clue or are totally missing it, they have this false sense of, I don't need any help, I got this. And it's like, well, why are you still cleaning 60 hours a week if you're such a genius, you know? And I would never say that in person, but I will rant to my friends, Kim and Jason. And hello, Craig from the UK. I don't know what it is with this live thing. Maybe it's the times. We get a ton of people. We get as many people, I think, from over the pond than we do from here in the States. Okay, so how did you bump into us, and what was different, if anything, about, you know, kind of what had happened prior?
Wow, I think I don't know if it was Facebook. I don't know where I saw your ad. I want to say maybe Facebook. I filled out, you know, you had a questionnaire asking some questions, and it all resonated to me. I mean, you know, you understood our pain. I mean, everything that you put out there was like, yep, this guy gets me. He knows me, which obviously anybody that's worked with you knows. I mean, that's what you coach, and you've got to find out what your clients need, which you knew what we needed before we knew what we needed, really. I mean, you spelled it out to me. So I filled out the survey. Christy reached out to me. Something happened. We were supposed to talk once, didn't happen. And I kind of wrote it off, and she called me back. And then, like I said, you and I did we were on the phone for more than an hour.
Yeah, we talked. I remember I really connected with you guys. I think yeah, we were on the phone for an hour and a half probably. But well, that makes me smile for a lot of reasons. First of all, Christy's our VA, and we actually had her on one of the live things. I think my bride Natalie's listening. If you're listening, Nat, and you can tap in the comments what the link is to that one. So if you guys want to meet Christy, I think Natalie actually introduced her. Put that link in so everyone live can check that out later. Second of all, everyone listening, hey, thank you for the kind words, Jason. And I was going to say Kim, but she's not saying anything. So just Jason, thank you for the kind words. And thank you for the kind smile, Kim, which is all I'm getting out of you. But everyone listening, what I would want you guys to learn from that is kind of the buying how you sell, right? It's, I mean, that's great that I understand your guys' pain. Obviously, you talk to, you know, 400 or so owners of cleaning companies every 3 or 4 months, and that stuff starts happening. But I would reverse engineer it, like Jason said, and go, do I understand my customer's pain, right? And I'll tell you, having talked to enough of you guys, not trying to call anyone specifically, but as a group, you guys, my bride says never, she's refusing. Well, screw you, woman. This is the woman I've married, I've chosen for my life. And publicly shaming me in front of everybody. I probably have it coming. But I would look at, how can I understand my... and then she does it. Yay, baby. All right, so if you want to meet my bride and our VA, Christy, that apparently Jason got to talk to, click on that link and you can check it out. If you want to hang out with me, the big thing I would learn from what Jason just said... Oh, no, they're gone. Wait, hold on. I think they're coming back. they went to check out that other... I assumed you guys went to the link. You were more interested in that.
No, I got mad at you and she did a pause on you or something.
Yeah, Natalie cut you off. She's like, screw you, man. I don't need this crap from you. and now she's threatening me in my sleep. All right, so here we are. We've come full circle. I don't know. Can you guys see the comments, Johnsons?
No.
Okay, I will. Natalie says, just wait till you fall asleep. In all caps, so there's a full... Actually, she's probably drunk because it says, just wait till you fall asleep. and then in all caps, and then just wait till you fall asleep.
Where ask her if we can wait till we're there and we can see what she does to you. We'll all.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You guys will see the, I think overall when people meet Natalie and I in person, the first thing is they look at her and they look at me and they go, how much money does this guy have? Good Lord. Look at her. Oh no, you guys have met her. You already know.
You had my mind, didn't you?
She's like, yeah, I was thinking that exact thing. With that, we were trying to say something that would bring some tiny bit of value to Cleaning Nation. And my wife has, from the other room with her caps lock on, derailed the everything. Knowing your customer's pain. So the good news is I promise your competition sucks at this unless you happen to live near the Johnsons in Alaska, in which case you have trouble. But for the rest of you guys listening, get to understand your customer's pain. You want to get where you can talk to them, and at least two or three times during a conversation, they go, that's exactly it. That's exactly how I feel. How did you know? You want to use the exact words that they use. And the only way you can do this is face to face over and over and really getting to know your customer's pain. So that would be the big takeaway I would look for from what Jason just said. So what was just so we can try and give some value to the folks listening, what was the first thing that we asked you to do that made the biggest impact? Maybe that you were scared of and it actually worked, or maybe you weren't scared, but just the easiest thing, the lowest hanging fruit where you're like, I didn't have to do that much, massive difference. So we can kind of share with the world how you did that and how they can maybe do it.
That was clearly implementing the core values, mm-hmm. Figuring out what they were, what we wanted to run the company by, and getting that out to the employees and saying, this is what we are and this is how we want you to operate.
So what did that process look like? First of all, let's share your core values so everyone can know how awesome you are. Let's start there.
Do what it takes, do what you say, help others, and have fun.
All right, I'm typing that in the thing if I can. Hold on, I think I can do it. Do what it takes.
Do what it takes.
I can't think of anything less interesting than people watching me type. Do what it takes. What was the next?
Do what you say.
Do what you say.
Help others.
Help others.
And have fun.
Have fun. How do you not love that? All right. So anyone listening to that, you got to be just flatlined if that doesn't have a response. I'm okay with you going, these are idiots. I don't like any of that. That all sounds full of crap. God bless you. That's okay. You're welcome to that opinion. Or hopefully you're going, I want to work at a place like that. That sounds fantastic. But I can't imagine a scenario where people hear those 10 words, 12, I can't count, those less than 15 words and have no thoughts, right? I really think that's going to create a response. I love your core values. So thank you for sharing them. So that was the big thing is once you learned how to communicate them. Oh, and another thing, Cleaning Nation, having done this a while, the big tell is when you say, hey, what are your core values? And they go, hold on. And they start shuffling papers and trying to go to their website and like looking for it. They do not have their core values. Kim, with no fear or hesitation. Have fun, help others, do what you say, do what it takes. For me, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. I just love that about you guys in that anyone can give me a bunch of money, go through a program, and do zero work and get zero results. The fact that, it seems like it's been months since we've worked together. However long you started, I would have said, what are your core values? You would have gone, well, hold on, looked at Jason. Jason said, well, we like kind of, and you just had this whole explanation that wouldn't have really nailed it. And now with 12 words that you can say anytime to anyone, any point, you really have encapsulated kind of who you are and really welcomed in the people that are going to be a fit and pushed away the people that aren't. I love that. All right. That was a question I was going to ask. Once you guys got those clarified and codified, how did you roll them out to the world to actually start getting value? Because that can be a really scary thing for people.
We put a mass email out to all of our all the employees and said, this is kind of what we're about. And if you're on the site, you can't get a hold of us. You can't get a hold of your supervisor. If you can answer yes to all these questions when you're on the site, you're not going to hurt the company. You can just, we might have to fix a few things, but it's not going to hurt the company by doing whatever you need to do. Do what it takes. You said you're going to do it, do it. If you're helping others, great, fantastic. And, have fun doing it. So we kind of, let me grab that piece of paper there for me. We've kind of had our tech guy revamp our, we just put our core values around our logo, which we use on different things. So we've kind of revamped with that. But we just kind of have it out there. It's just kind of front and center.
So what I hear you saying is you put it on your logo. I'm guessing it's probably on the website. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've gotten an email from you lately. If it's in your email signature, that's a great place for it.
We're revamping that, so it's probably not the one that's on there right now, but yeah. yeah.
All right, but it's coming. The big thing I heard that I would immediately, I don't want to say steal, but deploy Cleaning Nation is they went to their, and this is probably the biggest value I got that I love distilling to you guys is folks saying you to the employees, hey, if you're having fun helping others do what you say and doing what it takes, you have authority. Like that is awesome. Cause I think if you guys are like me, and I think you are in this regard, we always want our employees to act like it's their company, to take some ownership and actually make a decision and try and like care for it the way, you know, not just show up and like, hey, you give me money, I clean the toilet, we part ways. That's the end of that. We want them to give two craps. I want to be a part of this thing that is really important to us in this community. And without that, if they're always crippled by fear, they're going to do something wrong. They can't do that. And I love that you were able to just kind of release them to say, if you follow these simple rules that you already believe in, you can do what you want. And we're always going to support you. Has that bit you yet? Has anyone done anything crazy within that? Where you're like, oh, that killed us, or any, or on the flip side, any decisions that have been good that people have been able to make because they've been empowered?
I mean, I know it's been used. I can't think of an example right off the top of my head. I mean, I know, especially with some of the staff where, you know, they couldn't get a hold of us or they had to make a decision quick. It's like, hey, I looked at it, I ran it. I knew something needed to be made. I asked myself these questions, and they, you know, they, the fact that they just thought about it and said, okay, does it fall within these realms and I can do it? I mean, that's a win for me right there. If they're consciously thinking of it and that's how they want to make the decision, I mean, that's, if you can get people just thinking of it, and like Kim said, you know, we already had a lot of the team already in place, and hopefully we did a decent job hiring them before, but now we really look for that. We don't try to make people conform to our values. We want people that have the same values is what we're looking for now more than anything.
That's a great point. I want to encourage you, in the relatively short time we've been working together, the fact that you've been able to take a team of 30, 40 people to go from we just do what we want to knowing the core values and actually using them as a decision-making process in just the months, that's huge. That's excellent. Again, I don't mind doing all the work that we do to support this community, but when no one does anything in response, I don't get any value. It makes me crazy. So when I see you guys actually out there doing the work and changing lives, it fires me up. So I want to encourage you, as you look around, that's really something that's unusual in a very good way. Irma says, hey, Mike, should sales pitch be based around core values? That's a big question. I'm going to give you a 30-second answer, then we're going to move on with Kim and Jason's story. I don't like doing any sales pitches. All the stuff that I do is more attraction than it is pitching, which is pushing. So what I'm probably going to encourage you to do, or not what I'm going to encourage you to do, and what the Clean Profit Method teaches you to do, is to put things out that are attractive. First of all, if you understand your customer's pain, like Jason was talking about, you can put things out that are attractive to them, to the right people, right? So I don't ever do, hey, if you're looking for, are you spending too much money on your cleaning coach? Call me. I'll cut his price in half. Like, you'll never hear me say that, because that's just going to attract a bunch of knuckleheads that don't want results. I don't know what they want, but they're not for me. So, A, I don't like pitching anybody anything. We want to create value in their lives before we ask for any money, in such a way that when we help them understand their pain and get in touch with it, and then we want someone to help them solve that pain, they come to you for help and then you help them. That said, I try to be and coach you to be so loud and proud and just living your core values so vibrantly. They're not going to come to you for a sales pitch or for help if, you know, again, we're about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And I'm sure there's a large subset of people out there like, have fun at work. That sounds ridiculous. Make money. You can't tell people you're making money. That's rude. Like, how dare you tell me you want my money? They're never going to call me. That's fine. I'm never going to pitch them anything. And the people that do connect with my core values, they're going to come to me and ask for help. And I'm actually going to absolutely going to help them. And that help is absolutely going to be based on my core values. So certainly we want to qualify the people that we work with, either giving money, i.e. employees, or taking money, i.e. customers. We want that core value match. But I don't base a sales pitch. I base my sales pitch around, if I was going to use a pitch, around my customer's pain and needs. I really try to make sure I'm offering something that solves that pain first and foremost. And I do it in a way that doesn't violate my core values. So hopefully it answers your question. All right, back to, actually, screw this, enough of me talking. I'm going to let you guys go. Kim and Jason, should the sales pitch be based around core values? Go. You guys coach, I'm going to go take a nap.
No, I mean, I would have, just like you, you know, you don't want to pitch something because you don't just want anybody. You want somebody to come to you because you understand them and they feel your pain. You know what they want. Sometimes they don't even know. When you tell them what they want, they're like, oh, you know what? That is the problem. I mean, you didn't really sell anything. You just told them what they already knew, and it lets them know that you kind of understand them already. And it's, I mean, the attraction is there. So people, you don't have to be the cheapest. You don't have to undercut anybody. You can charge a fair price. I mean, obviously you're not going to gouge somebody, but you can charge a fair price and they understand that you understand their wants and their needs. So you, I mean, you've already, the battle's already won, I think, when you can convey that.
Well said. I'm done working and teaching like a chump. I'm just going to throw all the questions to Jason. Let him get at it. All right. So I want to make sure we give as much value as possible to the everyone here that's assembled or that's listening to this on the podcast or the watching the video. So what's the biggest result, the most amazing result you've got, and how did you get it? So maybe other folks can be encouraged that they can maybe get some of the same results you did.
It's got to be hiring right now with where we are.
The amount of time saved with hiring is just beyond.
Yeah, give me before. What did it look like beforehand, and what does it look like now?
You tell them.
Yeah, before, so, we would put an ad out there, get applicants, kind of assemble them, wait till we had enough. We didn't have an office then, even when we had an office. But let's back before the office, we would get 8 to 10 people, set up interviews for the day, go sit in a coffee shop all day, do one-on-one interviews and 25% or the library someplace, 25% show up. That didn't change. Not on the applications, 25 still about the average. But so I would spend a whole day, literally 8 to 10 hours in a coffee shop and or the library, waste a day and interview 2 to 4 people and then maybe get one out of there. So I would spend a whole day, not counting the time doing the ads, running through them and trying to set them all up. So, I mean, literally probably 2 days for one person, whereas now we just have a continuous ad running. We do group interviews. The systems, the funnel's not quite there, but it's getting to be automated where we put the ad out there, they respond, it emails them back, it sets up, they show up, we do a group interview, then we do the one-on-one interview, and then we do a working interview. So we've, all along that process, we've, I don't want to say we've got an out, but you're not obligated, and we literally spend 2 hours a week, maybe a week, and we have constant, I mean, we're overstaffed right now. We have more people, quality people, than we do jobs. So we're waiting to hear back on 2 bids right now. We get them, who cares? We've got people waiting. We want, it's not like, oh, we get this, what are we going to do now? Well, we're going to be cleaning again, so we can hire somebody, and that can be 3 or 4 weeks. It's a constant pool of good quality candidates coming in. So that's just, it's been a lifesaver.
I freaking love that. And I want to real quick, just jump, and you're welcome, Irma. So Jason, you got your first thank you as a coach. Irma appreciates your coach. She says, thank you, Mike and Jason. I appreciate it. So I'll pass that along to you guys. So the big thing I caught on that was that you didn't say, but I'm sure you lived. And I want other people that are feeling that same thing to know that you guys went through it is, because again, I've done both, right? Just so you guys don't think I came out of the womb with these perfect. I didn't. I just made a bunch of mistakes really fast and then try to help you guys make better mistakes for, that cost you less money. But I absolutely did that treadmill is probably the best way I would describe it of I need people, and you get like 100 applications. And if we're honest, if I'm honest with you guys, I don't go through all 100 as mind numbing. So I pick out 30, and then not because they're the best, just because they're the ones at the top, right? Or I just randomly go through them because I'm overwhelmed and I set up all these appointments, and it's frustrating with the, at least you were smart enough to do them all the day. I'd be trying mixing and matching, and I'd have a week where I was trying to do a hire for one freaking job. And then so the similar frustrations with you, but the one thing I want to point out is for me, the unintended consequence was as soon as I hired someone, even if I was like just barely staffed, I wasn't overstaffed, I didn't have quite enough people, it was so painful. As soon as I was like the minimum staff I needed, I was done with that because I just did not want to hire anymore. And then I was always a little understaffed and always hired too late because I put it off because it's so miserable. So now I love that you guys got in front of it, right? And you're like, this new job starts, our hiring, we don't have to ramp up the whole flywheel and waste 2 days. And there's none of that fear. It's like, yeah, we do exactly the same 2-hour thing we do every week. And if they take it, great. Is that just me? Or did you guys have that same frustration of when you didn't have to hire, absolutely necessity, you just threw it under the rug because you did not want to deal with it?
I hated it. I didn't want to do it. It was one of the worst things I did. Now it's just part of the week. I mean, we spend a couple hours a week, on this day we have group interviews, and if how that goes, we possibly have we have time set for the next day for the one-on-ones. If somebody makes it through and we have one-on-ones, great. If not, so we just cleared up an hour on our schedule the next day or 2 hours or how many people may have made it through. And then from there, we hand them off to our team leads to do the group or the actual working interview. That out there, 2 or 3 different people do a working interview for a week. And if they all say, hey, they're good, we get 2 or 3 different opinions, then they're a team member. They're not a team member. And they've been with us for a week to 10 days before they're technically part of our team. It's been great.
I just love. And it's fun to be able to kind of dive deep into this because usually it's coaching, right? So I'm just telling you what to, you know, what to do. It's nice to take a break and be like, let's talk about what you've done. I'm always looking about what's next. It's fun to kind of take a rearview mirror and just hear all the good stuff. And everyone listening, you know, I want to encourage, we certainly love helping owners of cleaning companies, but I got to put 100% of the spotlight on these guys and gals because our systems are great. And many people could see them and not do the work and get zero results. You get a Kim and a Jason, they're coachable and they're resourceful and they're fully committed and they're just all in. It's magic. It's just magic. So I just really, folks out there that want to really grow, this kind of attitude of coachability and like, we looked at it, we did it, we've done the work, it was hard. Maybe not sharing some of the scary parts of it where I know it's scary and we don't have time to get into all that, but go ahead if you have something.
Oh no, the scary, it was. I mean, it may have sounded easy, but it was, you know, doing all this. I mean, the group interviews, I've never done them. I don't think I've ever even been part of one. So that was all new. And it's still, you know, I mean, we're still fine tuning. We've only been doing this for a couple of months. I mean, we've only been, I say only 3 months, I think we've been working with
crazy
from the day we first talked to today. So the amount of strides we've come, and we still got a long way to go. Don't get me wrong, but just in this one area, the amount of time we've saved, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, anybody that knows the value of time, going from having to spend a whole day wasted, granted, even though you only did it when you needed it and you were always chasing your tail, to having a system where you spend a set 2 hours a week on average, and you're not worrying about when you get more contracts because you have the people for it. It's just the peace of mind right there, and knowing that if somebody just quits, fine. So you're trained, you go over here and you pick up where they left off. I mean, it's the peace of mind is just, it's amazing.
I've been in that place where if the wrong guy or gal or God forbid two people quit, your week is ruined. Like a month, it's just everything's shot. And it's just, I don't say hopeless or helpless, but it's vulnerable to say the least in terms of just like, I have no control over this freaking thing. And these people that aren't super reliable or I don't say in charge, but just have so much influence over my business. It's terrifying. And I love that you guys have gotten to the point where that's not the case. I was going to say one more thing. What was it? Cause we were at the ISS. Oh yeah. My last memory of seeing these guys in person and we're going to see in like 48 hours, was at the ISSA. And we have a bunch of people. We rented this fancy suite so we could kind of host Cleaning Nation, have some fun. And it was 10, 15 people that were hanging out. And I think I figured it was Jason or Kim, like, yeah, we just picked up two clients while we were here. And you guys had only been in Dallas for like 2 days. You're like, we're killing it. You want to brag a little on that before we close?
I don't
look,
remember.
Look how pained they look having to brag about how awesome they're like, do we have to tell them?
Well, I don't even remember what they were or who they were or which ones. I mean, it's a constant. I mean, I don't, and we, I can't wait till we learn your, the lead magnet and get that figured out. I'm totally excited to see how that finally plays out when we get that piece figured out.
I'm hearing you say is, yeah, we get so many customers so often. I can't recall customers from 43 days ago. I don't know who they were.
Yesterday, Mike, so I'm remember like 3 months ago.
You slept between now and then. All right. Zeba says hello and she wants to build her business. That's awesome. You are in the right place, Zeba. For everyone on the thing that wants help and wants to be amazing like Kim and Jason, there's a couple options you got. First, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, you can subscribe to the podcast. We've got hundreds and hundreds. I think we're almost at 400. Maybe Natalie will tell me what episode we're on, what this is, but it's well into the 300s. Tons of free resources there. There's a free on-demand masterclass on the overview of how to grow a cleaning company. That's amazing. If you are really committed and absolutely need help, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Maybe my bride, because I could talk, but then I'll have to stop talking and it's awkward. So if you want to type that in, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, Zeba, you can go there. You can apply to get a time with me where we will take a look at what's going on in your business, what's working, what's not working, where you want to go, why that's important to you. And I will help you come up with a plan to get there. If something I think I can help you do, I can absolutely tell you what that would look like. And you can be cool like Kim and Jason. If not, that's okay. We'll still try and come up with a plan. Either way, love talking to you guys. Cleaning Nation, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I'm going to let the better looking, better spoken folks end the broadcast. So Kim, Jason, you close us out. I'm going to hit end when you're done. Go for it.
Well, you can. All right. So, well, I would just tell anybody, if you're even interested, make the call, talk to Mike. You'll know right away whether or not you're a fit. I mean, you know, obviously everything's not for everybody, but I mean, we knew right away when we, like, so we were on the phone for an hour and a half. You'll know, he understands it. He's lived it. He's done it. But I mean, it is hard work. Don't get me wrong. You're not just going to talk to Mike and have all these answers.
I mean, I wish.
You're not doing the work. You know, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't put it to action, it's not going to do anything for you. And we look forward to seeing you next week and learning even more and getting the next chapter. And we've got hopefully a couple things that we really want to work on. We can get those ramped up and keep growing with you.
First of all, oh my gosh, that's like something I should tell you. So I'm such a liar. I'm like, okay, you guys close it out. And then okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say one extra thing. And then Kim is going to get to close it out because she's said the least. So I've got 30 seconds and that'll give you time to figure out what you want to say, Kim. Two things. One, I cannot wait. Part of what we do at these live events is we are going to create a ton of content for you guys. That's going to be awesome. So I can't wait for that. Two, our next live Facebook Live is going to be at the event. So I know I've kind of been a surprise. So we're going to, all of us, and it's just going to be like this, but with, I think we've got 15 or 16 people going to be there. We're just going to remember what we did at the ISSA. We're going to do it live. So I'm just going to give everyone a couple of minutes and let them share whatever they want to share. It's always fun. And so for once I'll shut up and let the genius that is Cleaning Nation at the live event speak. So you guys will see Kim and Jason again on Tuesday. I think it's 10 a.m. We'll let you guys know when it is, but it's for sure Tuesday. It's going to be live at the live. I won't be in front of my little thing. We're going to be at the mansion. It's going to be all about these guys. It's going to be a freaking blast. All right. For real, Kim, you close this out and then I will shut up and hit stop.
No, I just think everybody should, you know, if they're struggling in their business, if they're just stressed and they just feel like, where's my time gone? What am I doing with my days? What is going on? You know, get in touch with Mike, get him, you know, just talk with him and you'll be guided in a direction that you won't regret. You know, it's made leaps and bounds for us that we couldn't even imagine. And we thought we were doing a decent job at running a business. Somehow we were just winging it all along. So we've winged it and we're still semi winging it, but with a little bit of structure coming up from underneath. So yeah, you can't go wrong. It's giving you a call and talking with you and seeing where they can go.
If I could say it better, I would, Kim, but I can't. So we're done. I'm going to shut up. Nice job, guys. I'll see you in a couple of days. Good to hang with you, Cleaning Nation. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.